Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham is a classic nonfiction investing book and one of the most influential texts in the history of finance. First published in 1949 and revised over time, it is not a trading manual or a prediction guide. It is a disciplined framework for evaluating securities, controlling risk, and separating investment from speculation. Graham writes for readers who want to build wealth rationally rather than chase market excitement. The book explains value investing through concepts such as margin of safety, intrinsic value, defensive and enterprising investing, and careful analysis of financial statements. Its purpose is practical to help investors make better decisions in uncertain markets by using patience, comparison, and independent judgment. Although some examples reflect the era in which it was written, the central logic remains widely respected because it focuses on behavior, valuation, and risk management rather than short-term forecasts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, investment is defined as disciplined analysis, not market speculation. Graham makes a foundational distinction between investing and speculating. In his framework, an investment is an operation that, after careful analysis, promises safety of principal and an adequate return. Anything else is speculation, even if it is disguised as common stock ownership. This distinction matters because it changes the investor's role. The investor should think like a partial business owner, not a market participant trying to anticipate price swings. That mindset pushes attention toward what a company is worth, what it earns, and how much risk is involved in paying the current price. Graham's argument is practical rather than moral. He is showing that confusion between investing and speculation leads to emotional reactions, overtrading, and poor timing decisions. By treating market price as only one input, not the final authority, the reader learns to judge securities on business fundamentals rather than on rumor, momentum, or optimism. Secondly, margin of safety is the central protection against forecasting error. One of the book's most enduring ideas is margin of safety, the principle that an investor should buy only when price is meaningfully below conservatively estimated value. Graham does not assume investors can forecast the future with precision. Instead, he assumes the opposite forecasts are uncertain. Business conditions change, and analysis can be wrong. The margin of safety therefore acts as a buffer against imperfect knowledge. This is what gives value investing its risk control dimension. It is not enough for a company to look good. The price must also leave room for error. In practical terms, the concept encourages restraint. Because a bargain is not simply a low-priced stock, but a security priced low enough to protect the investor from disappointment. This principle also explains why Graham is skeptical of fashionable growth stories and expensive securities. If expectations are already embedded in a high price, the investor has little protection when results fall short. Thirdly, intrinsic value requires analysis of earnings, assets, and financial statements. Graham repeatedly emphasizes that real investing depends on understanding a company's financial condition, not just its market popularity. He encourages readers to study balance sheets, income statements, and other financial disclosures to judge earnings power, asset backing, and overall stability. The goal is to estimate intrinsic value, meaning a reasonable estimate of what the business is worth based on fundamentals rather than daily quotation. The book also discusses the Benjamin Graham formula and net-net valuation as ways of approaching value with conservative assumptions. These methods reflect Graham's larger philosophy: use measurable facts, avoid heroic projections, and prefer tangible evidence over narratives. He warns against relying too heavily on short-term earnings because they can be noisy and influenced by temporary conditions. By training readers to inspect financial reports carefully, the book turns investing into an analytical process. It teaches that a security is not a ticker symbol, but a claim on assets and earnings that must be examined with rigor before purchase. Fourthly, defensive and enterprising investors need different methods and expectations. A major strength of the book is its recognition that not all investors should use the same approach. Graham divides investors into defensive and enterprising types. Defensive investors want simplicity, safety, and limited maintenance, while enterprising investors are willing to spend more effort on research in exchange for the chance of better results. This distinction is important because it prevents readers from copying strategies that do not match their time, skill, or temperament. The defensive investor is generally guided toward broad diversification, conservative bond choices, and a restrained approach to stock selection. The enterprising investor, by contrast, may search for special situations, undervalued securities, or opportunities created by market neglect. Graham does not claim one path fits everyone. Instead, he argues that intelligent investing means choosing a method consistent with one's capabilities. That idea is still valuable because many investment errors come from ambition exceeding preparation. The book structure reminds readers that strategy should follow suitability, not excitement. Lastly, investor psychology and long-term discipline matter as much as valuation. Beyond valuation techniques, the book is deeply concerned with behavior. Graham understands that the market often tests discipline through fear, greed, impatience, and overconfidence. He repeatedly warns that emotional reactions to price movements can damage returns more than imperfect analysis alone. An intelligent investor must therefore develop habits that reduce impulsive decisions, such as maintaining records, reviewing mistakes, and sticking to a clear policy. He also shows why market volatility should not automatically change a sound long-term plan. In his view, price declines are not always evidence that something has gone wrong. Sometimes they are simply fluctuations that should be endured if the underlying investment thesis remains intact. This behavioral dimension is one reason the book has lasted so long. It does not merely explain how to identify value. It explains how to remain rational after making the investment. That combination of analysis and self-control gives the book practical force in both calm and turbulent markets. In conclusion, The Intelligent Investor is best suited for readers who want a serious foundation in value investing, especially those who prefer analysis and discipline over speculation and market noise. Beginners can use it to learn the basic language of investing, while more experienced investors can revisit it for its enduring framework on valuation, risk control, and temperament. Its practical benefit is not a set of quick tips, but a durable way of thinking about securities, prices, and decisions under uncertainty. The book helps readers understand why margin of safety matters, why financial statement analysis matters, and why emotional control is essential in volatile markets. What sets it apart from many modern investing books is its refusal to promise easy returns or predictive shortcuts. Instead, it teaches a sober method for avoiding major errors and preserving capital. That makes it especially valuable for anyone who wants an intellectually honest guide to investing, one that still feels relevant even as markets, products, and technology change. If you would like to support Benjamin Graham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.